from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Mark Randy in for Mark Willard. He'll be back on Wednesday alongside Dan Dibley here on Willard and Dibs. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And while you're there, make sure to check out both Bonte and Shasky and Steiny and Guru as they reacted to Steph Curry's epic performance from Saturday in the gold medal game in Paris to help lead Team USA to a gold medal over Team France on home soil. An awesome win for Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, and company for Team USA. Dibs, did you happen to see what Tyrese Halliburton posted on social media after the team won gold?
Yeah.
So he posted a picture of him with the gold medal around his neck, and he said, when you ain't do none on the group project and still get an A.
That's perfect.
He didn't play much, but he's got the gold medal just as much as everybody else.
Yeah, and shout out Christian Laettner, who had the same experience on the Dream Team back in 92.
There's always a couple of guys right at the end of the bench, and you still get the gold.
And you can't play all 12 guys, and Halliburton played a little bit early, and then when he got down to the real tight games, and you know, White didn't play either.
Yeah.
So you ended up playing just 10 guys yesterday, and it was, even at that, you didn't even really play 10 guys. You played about 7.
Tatum played a little bit in the first
about
half.
11 minutes,
yeah.
And, you know, Adebayo played just a little bit, and, you know, you had Embiid get a solid stretch. And I do want to shout out Devin Booker for playing the way he played, because all we've seen from Booker with Phoenix is, you know, very much a me-first, selfish kind of player, but that's not the way he played in these Olympic Games.
Well, I'm going to have a hard time finding it right now, but there was someone, I don't know if they were tweeting at Devin Booker, I don't think so. I think it was just a generic NBA fan on Twitter saying, Team USA, looking ahead to this Olympics, it might have been a couple of years ago, looking ahead to this Olympics, said something along the lines of, Team USA is going to need one of these stars to be willing to take on just a role and maybe a little bit of a backseat, but fill a role that's needed. Devin Booker, way back when, quote tweeted it and said, I'll do it. And it kind of has resurfaced since then because everything you said is right. He's an awesome shooter, and he's, you know, a franchise centerpiece for the Phoenix Suns. He's been there for a really, really long time. One of the biggest reasons why they went to the NBA Finals a few years ago. And he played a lot of minutes, not because he was the driving force behind anything, but because he was willing to do all those small things, hang out in the corner, hit an open three when it was needed, but hustle, play some good defense, get some rebounds, and that was exactly what Steve Kerr needed, and just as you were, Steve Kerr was also very complimentary of Devin Booker.
Yeah, he had 6 points against Serbia in the semifinals, and then he came out, and I want to make sure I get this right, but I think he had like 5 points in the gold medal game. Not much more than that. Very quiet.
That's, I mean, he was, but he still played a lot of minutes. He played way
actually
more.
He had 15 in the gold medal game.
Well, yeah, that's better than
27 minutes.
Yeah, 27 minutes. in a 40-minute game, all but 13 right. minutes. Team USA needed him on the floor, and he filled that role very well. All right, 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you. Running through Steph Curry and what he did on Saturday and on Thursday as well to help Team USA win gold. What might this mean for the Golden State Warriors going forward? We can get into that. But first, let's go back out to the phone lines, and you can join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Up next is JD in Oakland. JD, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. How you doing, JD?
I'm doing well. What's going on, Dibs? How you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Well, I just want to be the first one to say Steph Curry has lied to the NBA and the basketball fans all over the world.
Please explain.
By that, I mean he's made you think because he's 6'2", 6'3", not truly athletic, that he can be duplicated at the NBA level. Because he's not a 6'10", 6'8", physically gifted athlete. A lot of people, a lot of kids, AAU kids, think they can go out and shoot 100 shots a day and be Steph Curry. And that's the biggest lie there is. You can't duplicate that guy because there's something special about what he does physically to make the shots that he makes. And so everybody out there that can hear the sound of my voice, understand and know Steph is lying. Don't think you can duplicate that guy. He's just as hard to duplicate as Shaq and LeBron and everybody else. So don't fall for that. And secondly, some of these deals that needs to happen for the Warriors, you got to appreciate the deals that don't happen. Marketing, everybody believes, would have been a good deal. But mind you, the next team he's on will be his fourth team. So that means there's been at least three teams willing to let him go. So understand that, you know, we can – on paper, he looks like a great fit, and I'm glad, you know, they didn't pull the trigger on a deal just to do it. I understand the guy's been around. He can play. He can shoot. He has a big body. But if there's three or four teams willing to give up on him, there's a reason why.
It's a fair point. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, JD. For the call. Thanks, JD. It's interesting because you look at the player and you think, man, 7-footer, size, length, he can stretch the floor, he can shoot the three. He seems like a perfect fit, but he's right about the fact that, you know, that would be three teams now who would have said, yeah, we're okay with you going somewhere else.
Yeah, I get that, but
it's situational.
NBA is such a unique league where you have teams that sometimes it benefits them to actually move off of young players who are kind of promising.
Right.
It's kind of weird like that, and a lot of other leagues aren't necessarily that way. But, I mean, I had no doubt in my mind Markkanen would be a great fit here, but at the very earliest that you're getting him is a year from now. So, not quite a year, but a whole season away from now, because he's likely going to sign an extension, and then he's not going to be able to be traded at this trade deadline. So, as far as I'm concerned, the Markkanen conversation is completely over for the Golden State Warriors. I think another point that JD brought up that is a good one is Steph Curry is not, you know, you can't replicate Steph Curry. He's one of one, much like the athletic freaks like LeBron and Giannis and Shaq and Wemby, for that matter, all those guys. Steph Curry just does it with a different skill set, but it's also nearly, you can't replicate that. It's also, I think, something that made Steph Curry so popular was because he just kind of was like a normal dude who was dominating the NBA. Obviously, he's not normal. He looks relatively small when he's out there with these other giants, and you go up to him and you meet him in person, and he is very, very large. But for the most part, he can't dunk like crazy. He can't pull off a windmill. But he is able to dominate the NBA, and for the normal person, seeing someone like that have that much success at the highest stage, that's part of what made him so damn popular.
Right, but also, if you're a younger person and you look at the NBA players, you can't be Shaq unless you have, you know, genetics that are going to make you 7'1 and 380. You could be Steph Curry. Like, you could be Steph Curry. You're almost the same size as Steph Curry. You're about 6'2". He might be 6'3". So even as a young Mark Grandy, you could look at Steph and think, I could be Steph Curry. I'm the same size. I could learn to shoot and be really, really good at shooting. I could be Steph Curry. You can't be LeBron. You can't be Shaq. You can't be Anthony Davis. You can't be Wemby. And there's a lot of things you can't be. One thing you can be is Steph Curry. And of course you can't be, but as a younger person, you could look at it and think, you know what? If I work really hard, I might be able to be like Steph Curry. And I see it when I'm refereeing youth basketball in the winter. I see all these kids now behind the back and they all want to shoot the 30 footer and they're all trying to hoist it from as low as they can and throw it as far as they can. They want to be Steph because they look at Steph and they think I could be Steph Curry. And that, I think, is ultimately part of the magic of Steph Curry. Yes, he's unbelievable, best shooter ever. He's clutch. He's heroic, four-time champ, everything that he is. But he's also very much, like, approachable and reachable.
Yeah.
If you're a younger person, you could look at Steph and think, well, he's 6'3". Even if I'm only, you know, 6 foot, 6'1", if I can shoot like that, if I can really work hard, I could be Steph Curry.
Who was it? Was it Mark Jackson who said something along the lines of Steph Curry has ruined basketball because he has given, as you're talking about, all these young kids like the license to just hoist from everywhere when, you know, you haven't quite worked on the rest of your game to back that up and you're maybe not even strong enough to be shooting from that far away? I think it might have been Mark Jackson who said something like that. And obviously, you just hear the headline, Mark Jackson says Steph Curry has ruined basketball.
Right.
A little bit deeper than that, and he actually has a point because everyone believes if there is an NBA star that I can be like, it's probably him because he doesn't have that crazy athleticism, the crazy height, the physical tools that all these others do that's simply unattainable for me. So then everyone gets out there on the basketball court and hoists from 30 feet out thinking that they can make it. But the reality is there's a reason why it's Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, and nobody else comes close because his ability to shoot the three is just about as rare as Shaq's ability to be 7 feet tall and as athletic and durable
exactly.
as he is.
But it's funny you say that because it's true, but it's so much more seemingly attainable when you look at it. You look at a guy
it's easy to convince yourself.
Right, because you look at a guy who's not physically overpowering, and you remember him in his early days and the baby-faced assassin, and he's, you know, not that muscular, and he's just a little dude who happens to have a nice little shot and all the rest of it. And well, now what we know about Steph is not only is he more physically gifted than we thought, but his work ethic and his hand-eye coordination is among the best we've ever seen. You know, you talk about the greatest athletes ever from a hand-eye standpoint, like, you know, Novak Djokovic and Federer and Nadal and whatever other athletes you want to talk about, just pure hand-eye. And then you mix that with a guy who has a work ethic that we've never seen before from a shooter and the fitness, because he's now 36 and he's even stronger and fitter than ever before. And he just basically carried the Olympic team down the stretch in an Olympic cycle where you had KD and LeBron and all these other younger, better quote-unquote athletes, and yet Steph was the guy they went to.
You brought up something that kind of got my mind running. It's a conversation that I've had in the past, and so Steph Curry, 36 now. He's obviously on the tail end of his career.
On
no, no doubt
nine.
About that. We don't know how many years he has left. Don't know how many really good years he has left. Obviously, it's very obvious he's still a very good basketball player at this moment. And when he reaches his peak levels, there are still very few basketball players, if any, that can also reach that kind of peak that Steph still can. Steph Curry's 36, Dibs, and I could argue to you, and I don't think it's that hot of a take, that Steph Curry is a...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Is a much better basketball player right now at 36 than, say, he was at 28. Because of everything that he's had to do to ensure that he is still at this level at age 36, when few guards are still this good, and you look at the way that the league defends him and players defend him, if you want to be amazed, go back and watch how he was defended, like the Warriors' first postseason run, whether it was the Denver Nuggets in that first year they made the playoffs, which was 2013, or if you want to even go to the first finals run in 2015, watch how he was defended those seasons, and then compare it to how he's defended now. No one was picking him up at half court. No one was sending double teams his way. He got so many open looks, and he has to work so much harder now, Dibs, to get a single shot off than he did back then. And he was obviously incredible then, but considering the way defenses are changed now to stop him, and the way the geometry of the court has changed so much.
Right. It's elongated.
So, yeah, no doubt. It is so much more difficult for him to get looks than it was back then. And the fact that he still gets those looks and still shoots them at a pretty decent clip, I think Steph Curry, it's not just that he's staved off the downfall of when you get 35 and older, but for me, it's that he's actually gotten better than when he was in your normal prime, when you're like 26 to 30 years old. I think he's even better than he was then.
And it's crazy to think about, because if you go back to when he was 26 and he won the MVP, his first MVP, and he averaged 23.8 a game, and he shot 44% from three.
It's pretty good.
It's really good. And you look at what he's done since then, he last year shot 40.8% from three in the regular year. So not 44, but 41%, still very good. But your point is well taken, where
more difficult shots.
So much more difficult.
No doubt.
Because now whenever he gets across half court and he's got the ball, they're going to be on him. They're going to try to trap him, and they're going to, whenever he's off the ball, they're going to try to close out on him. And he averaged 26.4 a game this last year for a team that, you know, struggled relative to the championship teams. But if you look at his playoff years and his numbers from three are down, but he still scores as much, if not more, than he did back then. So he's not just a three-point shooter now. He's become a much more diverse, versatile player who can score at all three levels.
Yeah, I agree. 888-957-9570. Steph Curry's greatness, it was on display on Saturday for Team USA as they take home the gold with a victory over France in Paris. Let's go back out to the phone lines as we continue to celebrate the legend that is Steph. Up next is Filmo Mike. Filmo, what's up? You're on with Dibs and Grandy. How you doing, Filmo?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, man, it's crazy. The other caller was in his bag, because kids do be trying to be like Steph, but it's only one Steph. He had me juiced. But nah, Curry Liddy, man. You know, he a real one. Sometimes in his life, and I know, Dibs, you can attest to this, sometimes people get big-headed. They get caught up in a moment, and it's like, oh, man, I ain't finna talk to nobody. But LeBron was on. He did something yesterday on social media, and it's going viral because he not acting like a real one. He like, stop that. Like, shut up. You sound like Martha Stewart, bro. Calm down. Steph, take out the time. You know, we ain't got all the time in the world, but, you know, take out the time, say what's up to some people, take a couple pictures, and keep it pushing. You got to appreciate Steph, man, his greatness, his humbleness, for real, for real. Big shout-out to all the Leos, you know what I'm saying?
That's but it,
nah, hold on. The last thing I want to say is that Steph Curry is a GOAT because he's a hell of a person. You feel me? That's why he a GOAT. You feel like you can approach Steph. You can't even. Draymond is not even half the player of Steph, but Draymond got vibes where he's like, I ain't finna approach him.
Yeah.
Filmo, it's Leo season. You better recognize.
Oh, he's gone.
Absolutely incredible.
You know that, Filmo. It's Leo season.
Yeah, you got a day
we're
coming
here,
up,
yeah,
don't
we
you?
We got a day. We got a day now. We got a day now. That's my Herm Edwards. We got a day coming now.
Your family's got a bunch of days coming up,
yeah,
don't
we
you?
We got a bunch of days, yeah. Yeah. Only Leo in the family, though, in the immediate family.
Okay.
A couple of Virgos, but, you know, we'll let him stay around the house.
I love the young people.
Whatever. You don't know the first thing about that, Carter. Take your vest off.
But,
what are you doing back there?
I mean,
stay a while.
Philmo is right that maybe the only thing that challenges Steph's greatness on the court is the person that he is. And it's something that you were talking, or something that I thought, as a result of what you texted us, texted the thread, or the Vine, as Guru would say,
yeah,
you said, watching Steph on Saturday, you just got an overwhelming sense of pride because he's ours. He's the Bays. He's the Golden State Warriors. He belongs to us. He's done so much for us. It is incredible to see him on that stage accomplish that. And you compared him to the other Bay Area greats, to yeah, Joe Montana, to Jerry Rice, to Barry Bonds. And something that stood out to me when I'm thinking about the comparisons between greats, and it's not that Joe Montana is a bad guy by any stretch. Jerry Rice, certainly not. Those are both great people. And Barry Bonds had his faults and had his hiccups with the media,
yeah,
and
yeah,
with certain teammates and everything. You never hear any of those stories with Steph Curry. All of those guys are all-time greats on the field. Steph Curry is also an all-time great in terms of those superstars that are also incredibly friendly and gentle off the court or off the field.
And you don't even think to realize how deep his commitment is to everything else he does off the court. And I know this firsthand because my kids, both my older kids, when they worked in Oakland at the Oakland Recreation, shout out Brett Clark, who was the great rec director at Redwood Heights, he took his money and he totally reworked the Oakland summer camp program, and it became a camp that he provided a bunch of money to so that all the kids in Oakland could have access to a summer camp. And it's, I think it's called Town Camp, that Steph and Aisha were big investors in, and they still are investors in, even though the Warriors aren't even in Oakland anymore. Steph lives down the peninsula and he's over in Paris winning gold. And yet his reach is so much further than just Chase Center, just the Warriors. And we know that he did Nets for Africa, for Mosquito Nets, for yeah, so many people, and so many other things that he does that we don't even realize. And then You look at him in the gold medal celebration, and he's got his newborn baby.
Caius,
you know,
yeah.
He's clutching Caius, and, you know, you see Aisha there next to him, so happy. And it's like, I just hope that Steph Curry never has anything that would make us revere him any less than we do.
I'm sure he won't.
I'm sure he won't, but, I mean, Grandy, almost everybody has that moment. I don't want to be around for it. If it happens after I'm gone, then let it happen after I'm gone. Cause, you know, you mentioned it, like Joe Montana, it wasn't really a misstep, but his reputation now is like, you know, you call him and he wants 50 grand and he became a Chief. And I'm not sure if I look, which team yeah, I love more.
Root for the Niners or the Chiefs. Huh?
Right. And Barry Bonds, whatever happened with, you know, Balco and the rest of it, that will forever taint his legacy. Jerry Rice is mostly untainted, and, you know, Jerry's the GOAT and he's been so good to us and
yeah,
all the rest of it. But Steph Curry is on a whole nother level.
No doubt.
As a human being, forget
yes,
basketball, just as a human, you know, he's up there with like some of the most like lofty Americans that I've ever even thought about in my lifetime.
Yeah.
He's up there with Jimmy Carter.
The great Jimmy Carter.
And I was going to say rest in peace, but I think Jimmy's hanging in there.
I'm pretty sure President Carter is still with us.
He's hanging in there.
I'm pretty sure.
Come on, Jimmy. Hang in there, Jimmy.
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, because you always give me a hard time for killing people off.
Yeah, he's still with us. 99. He'll be 100 October 1st.
I like his chances. Yeah,
yes.
I know, right?
Jimmy Carter, the great
Come
Jimmy
on,
Carter.
Come on, Jimmy. Hang
All
in
right.
there.
888-957.
Hang in there, Jimbo.
888-957-9570. Up next is Reno. Reno's on the 5. Reno, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy in for Willard. How you doing today, Reno?
Doing great. How you guys doing? Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah.
With Steph's greatness, it's really his commitment and work ethic. It's unparalleled. I coach high school varsity hoops, and that's one of the things that I try to hit home is work as hard as like the greatest player in the basketball is you watch the Olympics, you saw Steph sprinting without the ball on defensive rebounds to get to that spot on the floor on the offensive end. He was, you know, the other part of it is not just his initial movement off the ball in the offense, secondary action. Like, he's continually moving. So when he has the ball in his hand, it's a different type of movement that he has to go through. But his work ethic is just unparalleled, and I think that's part of his greatness and that needs to be talked about even more.
Yeah. Yeah, good call, Reno. I think it's something that Steve Kerr has actually been talking about a lot lately. I think he talked about it on Saturday after the win over France. He also talked about it last Friday with Bonte and Shasky on the morning roast, Steph's work ethic. And part of what's been so cool for Steve, being head coach of Team USA, is kind of seeing the behind the scenes of LeBron and his work ethic. And it's very similar to what Steph does. And Steve Kerr thought back to when KD was with the Warriors. And one of his favorite memories of that era was after every practice when he'd just sit back and watch Steph and KD get extra work in after every single practice. And I think his words are something along the lines of, it's no coincidence that those guys are as good as they are and have accomplished everything they've accomplished because their work ethic is just on an entirely different level than everybody else.
And that's why I think that Steph has many more years to come and still, even though he's 36. And, you know, you think about the end of Steph Curry's career, and just watching him over the weekend made me think that he's got more years left. I don't know if he'll go full Tom Brady, but I don't see him just playing like one or two more years and saying, I'm good. And it's partly what the coach just said about secondary movement. You watch him move, and, you know, when the ball's not going his way and he cuts off the ball and he finds his way into the play, it's just so fun to watch.
Yeah, let's get into that on the other side. If Steph does have a handful of years left, maybe more than we thought, how is it going to get done with the Golden State Warriors? Because the Warriors are at a point now where you're kind of in between two areas. Are you going to go all in to help Steph try to win one more, or are you going to try to plan for the future? We'll see what the Warriors do. We can get into that on the other side, and we always have time for your calls, 888-957-9570. Before we do get on out of here, reminder to join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park on Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. More on Steph and the Warriors' future coming up next here on 957 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.